The Heart of West Michigan United Way, this Art Prize 7, they are involved, people helping people. I appreciate you, Ellen Carpenter, on behalf of the marketing. There's Carol Vallade waving. Take your seat, Carol. We'll be with you shortly after news from the Gemini Publications. Ellen Carpenter, good morning to you.
Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. Are you getting some traffic?
We are. I mean, we're a little off the beaten path because we're on Commerce between Cherry and Oak. So, but there seems to be some interest, so we're really thrilled with that.
Great. Would you introduce your guests?
I have our fantastic photographer, Adam Bird, and I have a fantastic social worker with us, Courtney Burrows from Arbor Circle.
Great. Here we are with the specifics. First of all, United Way does have a special entry. What is it, Ellen?
It is a collection of narrative portraits about people that are helping other people in our community. So we have staff and significant volunteers from around 20 different local nonprofits.
And you are located exactly where? Where do I see this?
118 Commerce.
Yes, right around the corner. How did this entry come about?
Adam and I had a very interesting discussion earlier this year talking about how his photography really tells a story, and United Way and all the different nonprofits that are here have such great stories to tell that we decided to partner and highlight some of the unsung heroes, some of the champions of change that we have here in our community.
And before I get to Adam, why did you want to feature these individuals?
There is so much great work that's being done here in Grand Rapids and in Kent County, and it takes a lot of people to do that. And so we felt it was a great place to give voice to these people and the wonderful work that they do helping others here in our community.
Adam, this is an inside joke. Do you have a bow tie on your jammies?
I don't actually have a bow tie on my pajamas.
You always wear a lot. I love it. It's a compliment, but I just, you know, it's
good. I have a shoot later this morning, and ties that are long get in the way of the camera.
So. I don't know. I think it's your brand at this point. Yeah. Stay with it. Adam Bird, again, great work that you do for United Way and certainly for the community. Why is this project important to you?
Well, if we want to affect meaningful change in the community, then it has to start with the individual, with people who are getting out there and doing something. And a lot of people are, well, I don't have the right education or the right skills, or I don't have enough money or enough connections to really make a contribution. And that's not true. Specifically, the community is improved by everyone contributing according to their own way. It's only when people do it in a lot of different ways that we see meaningful change. It isn't when everyone's trying to do the exact same thing. And so all these photographs are a way of showcasing and highlighting all the different ways that all the different people really make a profound difference.
And how did you make the photographs happen? They're more than just stand or sit and face me, put on your best smile. You catch these folks doing what they do so well.
Well, there was a lot of project management that went into it. So it was working with the subjects. Who are they? Where do they do their work? How do we create a context around that in a visual sense, going to where they are rather than bringing them to the studio? And then we quite literally brought the studio to them. We bought the camera, the lights, and everything else so that we could really produce something that was indicative and meaningful to what they do.
Ellen, twofold question. How did you choose? How did you find your champions of change? And then would you introduce one of your champions?
Okay, thanks. We went out to the nonprofits that we fund, as well as other nonprofits in the community, asking them for nominations. So every one of our champions was nominated by someone else, and really they provided such rich text around why these people should be featured. So we brought Courtney Burrows with us, who does amazing work with homeless teens in the community with Arbor Circle.
Great. Courtney, congratulations. You are a champion of change. Your picture is up in full view as an Art Prize entry, so really cool. You do have a very important job, and I want to ask about that, but when you received the call that you were nominated for People Helping People, what was your reaction?
Well, I think first I was like, what about the rest of my team? You know, I don't think I could do the work that I do without an amazing team behind me. And then secondly, was pretty terrified to be photographed. But Adam did such a great job of just bridging that experience for me and making it, you know, fun and easier.
Go into a little more detail.
Yeah, so, you know, usually if you're doing the work that we do, we're not generally like in front of the camera, you know, we're not being photographed or on TV. And so just that kind of attention can feel a little distracting from the youth that we serve, right? I want them to be showcased and I want people to see all the great things that they have to offer to our community. But I think the United Way and Adam did a very good job of framing the experience in a way that provided like a platform for us to just talk more about what we do and kind of like Adam said, bringing a lot of different people to the table together who are doing different kinds of great work in the community so that our community can get a good snapshot of all the different things that are happening in Kent County.
You specifically, street outreach specialist with Arbor Circles Run Away and Homeless Youth Services. What was your intention with Courtney and knowing what she did and how did you want to capture her, Adam?
Well, we found a location that is a location that is very attractive to homeless youth, where they spend a lot of their time in refuge. That's not on the street; it's actually under a bridge, an overpass. And so we went there since that's where Courtney spends a lot of her time, and that's really where the magic of what she does happens. And then we interacted with Courtney for a while. I got to know her, and I got to know what she does, and I got to know more importantly why she does it. And then, as we were going through and doing that, we were building a lighting setup and putting together a camera, and then we started taking pictures. But one of the things that's very important to me is that the photographs are photographs predicated on consent. So we got to know Courtney so that Courtney could become comfortable and would consent and participate in the picture process rather than, you know, typically when people are being photographed, really no matter what the circumstances, it's a non-consensual process. You know, you're told you will be photographed for your company. You will be photographed for your school. The language is very revealing because it is very, you know, being told. And so we wanted her to become an accomplice in this process. And so we brought her into it. And then as a result, she's very present in the photographs. And that's a big part of what I do is to do what I can to allow people to engage in the portrait so it isn't just the photographer.
So what's the picture look like, Ellen Carpenter?
It's beautiful because Courtney is so fierce about and passionate about what she does. So it's this amazing picture under an underpass, and it's her with her backpack because her backpack is kind of a key tool in bringing food and contact information and just other services to the teens where they are on the street. So it really reflects, I think, what she does every day.
So Courtney, what inspires you to be a champion of change?
Great question. I think it's, you know, a couple folds to that. I think on a personal level, some of what I've experienced resonates with the youth that I serve. And so being able to even be here and talk about it and give voice to that is a very humbling experience for me. I think in a broader context, we should all care about justice. I care much about justice. I think that housing is a right in our community, needs to take up our swords and fight that battle for the people who are not being afforded that right now. And I think lastly, the kids, you know, the youth that I serve are just amazing and we come to them on their terms. So I'm in camps with them where they're sleeping and, like Adam said, and under overpasses and they've been burned by a lot of systems. So even to let us come in to their space to me is really brave.
Yes, my notes tell me that every day you pack food and supplies in your backpack, goes out into the community to find these homeless, at-risk youth and equip them with survival necessity. Is your goal to bring them back into the community?
You know, yes and no. My goal is to meet each person where they're at. So for some youth, that means jumping back in and maybe job hunting and looking for a way to sustain housing. For some youth, that means I've been burned too many times and I'm comfortable where I'm at. So in that case, it's equipping youth to make whatever decision they're going to make in the safest possible way.
Who is your champion of change?
Yeah, I thought about that for a minute. I would say all the people in our community who are doing good work, but I also think that I would echo what Adam said in that we all bring something to the table. So people will look at the work that I do and think, oh, you're making such a big impact. And I appreciate that. But at the same time, I think it's less about what we do and it's more about how we do what we do. So each of us has an opportunity to make an impact. And maybe it's not in the same way that I am. But everyone, no matter if you're in a cubicle or on the streets, you know, have an opportunity to reach out to people around us and to build a better community.
Ellen, other champions of change, no need to list them all, but in addition to our conversation here, others will share their story.
We have 21 people that we have featured, and they are a wide cross-section of the community. They do all kinds of work with children, with teens, with seniors. We're really humbled by all the work that they do. I mean, Courtney is a great example of that. And they're so passionate about making Kent County a great place to work. It's really where, and to live, and it's really where we're aligned. So it's a great role for United Way to play.
I bet. Adam Bird of Adam Bird Photography. I know this must touch your heart to do these type of projects in addition to other gigs.
It's something that really it strongly reinforces a lot of the other work that I do, because all the people that I'm photographing, one way or another, they're giving dignity to other people in the community. It's an undercurrent that doesn't get discussed very much, but it's what's there. And being a photographer and using a camera to make photographs of people puts me in a unique position to meet a wide range of people. And it's a reminder that I'm able to help provide dignity to those that I photograph.
How do we find out more about Adam Bird Photography?
www.adambirdphoto.com.
Courtney Burroughs, your final comments?
Just thank you for having me. And if you want to know a little bit more about what we do, you can check out our website at www.arborcircle.org. And if you do know a young person who is in crisis, they can contact our crisis line at 616-451-3001.
Take us home, Ellen Carpenter.
Well, thanks again for having us, Shelley. We really appreciate the fact that you give voice to the community in so many different ways. We would love to have people not only see our exhibit, but to, through our hashtag Champions of Change, to talk about who their champion is.
That's what it's all about. Thank you all, Heart of West Michigan United Way. Art Prize 7, this special entry, People Helping People. Thank you, Courtney, Ellen, and Adam.
Thank you.
I'm Shelley Irwin, broadcasting live from the museum store here at the Graham. Stay with us.